Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. We're back with another roundup of weird news from Odyssey stations around the country, presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. This week, we've got a conversation about cemeteries where you wouldn't expect them, opinions about the little-known delicacy that is soft-shell shrimp, not crab, shrimp, and a surprise sighting of a mythical creature. But first, we're headed to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they've got potty problems. Here's a headline from the Star Tribune.
Minneapolis City Council looks to solve number one problem downtown. Where to go number two?
You see, the lack of public restrooms in Minneapolis's downtown area has long been a subject of woe, especially for visitors who aren't prepared for the toilet shortage.
Quite famously, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers posted on X that he went to Target to buy nail clippers and a nose hair trimmer. And there were 10 people in line for the bathroom at Target. So he was like, where am I supposed to go to the bathroom? And it's a funny sort of story of rock star, the real glamour of being a rock star. But it's also a challenge a lot of us have faced.
And that was back in 2023. This week, Jason DeRussia of WCCO News Talk's Drive Time with DeRussia talked to Adam Dunick. He's the president of the Minneapolis Downtown Council. They discussed a bunch of things, including looking for the loo.
We also have seen a major reduction in places that people can just use a public bathroom.
Absolutely. No, it's a big issue, something we've worked on for a long time, advocated for in our previous 10-year plan. It's in our current 10-year plan for the 2035 plan. And what I would just say is, you know, there's a couple things here. There's access to bathrooms. There's also a signage and an awareness question and issue.
Yeah.
We've recently installed these electronic digital billboards, these kiosks, where you can get information.
They're really nice. It's a major difference.
Yeah, it makes a big deal. It's something that we're really excited about and proud about. You can touch a screen and say, where's the nearest public bathroom? I've showed many people how to use these things, and it helps, but you know, it would also be more helpful if these sorts of touch screens were available in the Skyway or other places as well. Businesses at times hand out a little trifold paper that they've come up with that says, here's the nearest bathroom. It's an issue of humanity. It's also an issue of hospitality. Like, are we going to open our doors to people, welcome them in, show them that we're a welcoming city? Or do we have a bunch of bathrooms that say, you know, customers only, nobody's welcome here, that sort of thing? This is something that I've also personally, I've brought more people than I can count on my hands into our own bathroom in our building because I see them walking around the skyways or on Nicollet Mall struggling to find where to go to the bathroom. So I bring them in our bathroom and let them go there.
Do you think this 700,000 is this, first of all, that number, you're like, holy crap, so to speak. I mean, that's a that's a lot of money for a couple of toilets, but that is sort of what it costs, I guess, to figure this out, huh?
Yeah, I told my kids last night, I said I took a lot of crap for some of my comments in the paper today. So the price comparison I'll give you, I actually was looking into some of these other facilities because the technology is supposedly improved on them, but they have these modular bathrooms that are for sale. New York City last summer spent $5 million on five of these devices, these sort of like modular bathrooms. So they called that the most expensive Game of Thrones that they have seen, but $1 million a piece. And that's a longer term investment, a little bit more permanent. But some of the bathrooms can self-clean and have a little bit more safety amenities to them, safety procedures and protocols around them. Which is the biggest challenge, again, because, we actually operate a public restroom at PV Plaza, but we also have the ambassadors with the DID are able to check there, and there's a lot of, operating procedures that go along with that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't want to sign up for that job, so I get it.
Exactly. I mean, which is why coffee shops and retailers and folks around town are less and less inclined to open up their doors. But it's again, one of these cultural things. You go to other cities or other downtowns or either nationally or internationally, and people are used to having access to bathrooms all over the place, and it's a problem we do need to get our arms around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you've ever faced, say, a long drive home in traffic and are just trying to find one public bathroom before you have to set out, you know the struggle. As they continue to work out their potty pickle in Minneapolis, we're going to head down to Kansas City, Missouri. There, the Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ talked about something that might not be as welcome in public as a restroom. Random graves.
Have you guys ever noticed a tiny little graveyard in Fairway on Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Oh, yeah. That's where Mr. Roe is buried.
Is that right?
R-O-E. It is a lot of the founders of Johnson County. And
there's like six headstones there.
Oh, there's more than that. And it's in someone's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have also recently contracted with somebody to do ground penetrating radar to see if perhaps some of the Native American children from the Shawnee Mission,
right,
were perhaps buried there as well.
If you've never noticed, if you've ever gone to the Good Sense over here on Lamar, there is a gravestone in their front yard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
Maybe two.
In a front yard?
It's right on Johnson Drive, right outside of the Good Sentence. It's fenced in with a wrought iron fence, and there is a headstone in there.
Oh, somebody please tell me who's buried there. Also, over by Meet Mitch at 95th and Mission Road, we noticed when we went over there, Billy's Grocery Store is over there, Meet Mitch is over there. It's on the back side of, you know where I'm talking about, Scott, on the back side of where the
I don't get down there very often.
Irish Tavern is. There is also a cemetery there, like facing True Value Hardware, you guys. And the only way you have driven by 95th and Mission Road a billion times in your life, if you live in Johnson County, the only way you ever see this cemetery that's tucked and hidden back in the corner is if you go to Meet Mitch. And you park and you get out and you look to the right and you're like, there's headstones right there.
Well, I mean, back in the day, and I mean back in the day, everybody had a farm property. They didn't go to some funeral home to bury the loved one. They just walked a good distance behind their house. And like, this looks like a nice spot.
And then we've developed around it.
She always loved this tree.
So, yes, I did some research during the break.
Oh,
there's a first time for everything.
Dang it.
I just couldn't believe there's a cemetery in front of that Good Sense. Scott's right. Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? I'm right.
Sort of. There used to be a whole bunch of headstones right there on Johnson Drive and Lamar. It was the Cross Family Cemetery, honoring many family members of the Cross family.
Including Mr. and Mrs. Cross.
Including Mr. and Mrs. Cross, Washington and Nancy Cross, who were like original settlers in the city of Mission, right? So then development starts happening and happening and happening and happening. And the Crosses, who died in the late 1800s, along with family members, you know, their little cemetery is still there. So as the city of Mission grew, they consolidated, if you will. I think they moved, it looks like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There were 9 or 10 graves initially. I think what ended up happening is they relocated some of them, and then now
it's
there's
called exhuming.
One brick monument to Washington and Nancy.
Are they still there?
I believe they are still there. The city of Mission, it was in the 80s. That
did they actually
the city
move
moved.
Them, or did they just pave over?
It said, well, Sam,
I don't mean to be.
How do you read this? In the 1980s, the city of Mission relocated the remaining headstones.
Headstones.
And built them into a red brick small wall that is essentially a monument to the entire Cross family and other pioneers.
That means Tom and Julie Cross, their daughter and son-in-law, they are literally located underneath Lamar.
Under the
crosswalk,
yeah.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, but like back to the point of our entire conversation, this is why you can't go burying people in your backyard.
I have no
Good Sense marches on.
I would have no problem being composted like Martha Stewart wants to be, because guess what happens to you when you're put in a casket?
I know. We don't need to go there, but yes, of course.
Your body deteriorates.
It would actually be more natural to just go in a nice white sheet and go into the ground and let Mother Nature take its course than to have formaldehyde pumped through your veins.
There's also an apartment complex right there, and just people whizzing by, you know, their daily lives.
Where's that?
It's called
The Haunting.
This one is at Flum and Quivira. It's called a Pioneer Cemetery.
Flum and Quivira don't cross.
Between Flum and Quivira. Okay. Sorry. It's called a Pioneer Cemetery. There's another one out south, around 135th Street.
Like Dana, I also felt compelled to do some research about cemeteries. Here's what I found. As of 2018, there were more than 144,000 cemeteries in the U.S., according to Business Insider. Some of these cemeteries are hiding, but hiding right out in the open, just like the ones that the Dana and Park Show talked about. Two examples are the New York Marble Cemetery and the New York City Marble Cemetery. Their names are very similar, but they're actually two different cemeteries. Both are located in Manhattan.
and they're very close to each other. They're also tiny and easy to miss as people walk by, heading to nearby dim sum shops and pizza places. I have to shout out TikToker Greedy Peasant. He's who I learned about these two cemeteries from. Maybe there are hidden cemeteries in your neighborhood too. Speaking of dim sum and pizza and food in general, one of my favorite topics, we're going to check in with the Scoot Show out of WWL in New Orleans, Louisiana, about shrimp. Softshell shrimp. That's a mouthful. Many of our listeners may have heard about softshell crab. These are crabs, usually blue crabs, that have recently molted and have new shells that are soft, not yet hardened. So diners can actually eat the crabs, shell and all, once they're cooked and prepared. According to an article in New Orleans Magazine, soft shell shrimp follow the same principle, but they are harder to come by. And the Big Easy is one of the places where they can be found, as WWL recently reported. Scoot has a lot of thoughts about this. Let's listen.
We just heard in the news about, you know, we've known about soft shell crabs forever. Soft shell shrimp? I mean, it sounds really innovative, but, I don't do soft shell crabs. I mean, if you love them, I know they're a delicacy. And I know so many of you love soft shell crabs, and that's fine. I just don't want to eat all the junk. And I know some of the junk is cleaned out, but I don't want to eat everything. I just want to eat the crab meat. And I love crabs, but I'm not into soft-shell crabs. Soft-shell shrimp, no. I mean, I do what I can to pick the vein out, you know, the black vein, because that's full of the shrimp poo-poo. And I try to pull that out. I know it's been boiled and it's clean, but I still know what it is, and I'd rather not eat it. And I love when I get shrimp where that's already been removed. But Ian, would you be into soft shell shrimp?
This reminds me of the time that KFC rolled out a chicken sandwich where the bread was just more chicken. We don't need this. Stop doing that. Nobody wants soft. I respect Ian McNulty. Nothing but respect and love for that man. Stop. Stop trying to sell me on soft shell shrimp. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. And look, part of the, I guess some people don't get it, but unless you think about it, part of eating shrimp is sitting there and peeling the shrimp while you're conversing with people. Part of the joy of eating crawfish and crabs is the social environment in which you're eating them, and you're relaxing and you're having conversations and you're sipping a beverage and you're peeling them. I mean, I don't want something peeled for me. I don't want to eat the whole damn thing. I want to pick out the meat.
You know, if somebody comes on the air and says, hey, there's a new trend where people are enjoying Tic Tacs, but they're also eating the box. We would say, what is wrong with you? Stop this.
Seriously, I know.
Stop this madness.
Look, I'm sure some people are going to go for it, but this is not something that I would
not
even
me, bro.
Entertain.
That's going to be a no from me, dog.
It's a no from me, too. I enjoy peeling the shrimp. I don't like it when they haven't been boiled properly and the shell is sticking to the shrimp. I don't like that. I love when places do it perfectly to where the shell just comes off the shrimp. But if I see the black vein there, which is like the intestines, I'm going to pull that out. Again, I know it's been boiled and sanitized, but I know what it is, so I'd rather pull that out.
I'm going to go against the grain here and say soft shell shrimp actually sounds pretty good to me. But now that Scoot has mentioned it, I would also like to be assured that there's no shrimp poo-poo in there. Yeah. And now we've got just one more quick story for you before you go. When I saw this week that Dave Glover of St. Louis, Missouri, Odyssey Station KMOX's The Dave Glover Show talked about a Bigfoot sighting, I knew I had to share it with the Something Offbeat crowd.
I had dinner last night with Scott. Scott is my former Fox Paw partner. Scott is the guy I saw Bigfoot with.
Right.
And the reason my Bigfoot story is so credible is because of Scott. If I said it myself, I wouldn't blame you for disbelieving me because I'm kind of full of crap. But Scott is not. He's like salt of the earth, super Christian, steady Eddie, laughed at me copiously because I believed in Bigfoot. It went against the Bible. He didn't accept it. And we saw it in June of 2020 in the Top of Vail. I had dinner with him last night. He saw it again. He was in Leadville, Colorado.
All right.
Way out in the woods, fishing at a lake, little pondish lake, all by himself. No hikers, no cars, no nothing. And he said he heard something and he looked towards the woods and only like 75 yards away. When we saw what we saw, it was probably double that. And we still had a really good view. So only 75 yards away. And he said, I know it wasn't the same animal or person, but it could have been. It was between 7 and 8 feet, super skinny, all black head to toe, acting the same way that ours did. Very agitated and walking back and forth. And he said that unlike our encounter, he got scared. He said, I'm out here by myself, no one within shouting distance. This thing seems like it's going to charge me. And he was like, can I make it to my car? I don't want to run and then activate its instinct to chase prey. So he just stood there. And after about 30 seconds, it turned and walked into the woods. I'm so upset. How did he get to see it twice and I didn't get to see it twice? That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, he's in Colorado and he's doing stuff and he's out in the boonies. Like, I get it, but still.
I think it's cute that he was scared because he didn't have you there to protect him.
Oh.
It's like, I don't have my expert.
I think I'm faster than him, so that's...
Yeah. At least you're better at pushing.
Yeah.
Just don't pop that quad when you sprint.
No kidding. No kidding.
Have you guys ever seen Bigfoot? Please let us know. You can email us at somethingoffbeat@audacy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this roundup of Offbeat News from the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to Drive Time with DeRussia out of WCCO News Talk in Minneapolis, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, Scoot out of WWL in New Orleans, and The Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis. You can listen to and subscribe to Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.